You are the spitting image of the doctor, you know. You look so alike. When I first saw you, I was... I was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with memories, emotions, fear. I was in the middle of a flashback. And then you came over to me. You asked me if something was wrong. And your voice. It was so familiar. It was as if all the years had never happened. As if all the history was erased in that moment. I thought you were the doctor. And then I saw the look of concern in your eyes and I knew that you weren't. Far too caring. Far too tender. Low blood sugar. Stupid excuse. But you bought it. I thought you would move on, just disappear. But no. You sat me down. You got me chocolate. You were sweet. And I was awful. I was rude. I was unfriendly. But you took no notice. You're stubborn. I wish I didn't like that about you. I didn't expect to see you again. But there you were, waiting for me, chocolate in hand, just in case. Why did I talk to you? Was it your voice, your face? The sense of something familiar after all these years. Maybe it was just my foolish heart. I know it was my foolish heart. I love the doctor. I still do. I wish I didn't. After everything that happened, oh, I wish I didn't. But it's my heart, you see. The doctor gave me my heart. And it still belongs to the doctor. Or should I say, to the monster? Tell me, did the family make much money off of the book? It was awfully good. Awfully, awfully good. Did you make a mint off of my suffering? Frankenstein's monster. Only the doctor was the monster. Do you know how many times I've heard that? It's been so long. You don't know me, do you? You don't realize who I am. You think me crazy, If you would just take a small leap of logic, it would all make sense. All these scars, that sense of familiarity. You even have my picture in your house. Well, a picture of my parts. The doctor kept meticulous records, you see. Every body part, logged and recorded. Drawn in detail. How could I not recognize my own hand? My own lung? It was strange to see them. You're quite the fan of your famous ancestor, aren't you, darling? At first, I thought you didn't know. And then you invited me home for dinner, and oh! I was wrong. I saw the journals, pictures, the lab equipment. That was unpleasant. Unpleasant. That quite sums up my feelings for the doctor. My whole experience of being born, being created, sewn together. These scars. They've faded, but oh, they'll never go. They'll always be there. I have tried everything. But oh no. I'm left with the scars that the doctor gave me. Apart from on my face. My pretty, pretty face. Tell me, do you know who he stole it from? I never did quite find out. I know that it was some innocent young thing from the village. But he didn't know her name. He didn't know her name as he cut her up. Do you find that disturbing, darling? See, I thought that you would. Being so tender and so kind and so sweet. So worried about me. But you were worried about me for a reason, weren't you? Because you had gone to so much trouble to find me. And not just you, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. So much effort. It's nice to feel wanted. How did you find me, I wonder? How did I give myself away? I know how. I just can't leave this place. This town where it all began. Though it's not a town any longer. I'm sentimental. It's this foolish heart. You've been looking for me. Why? Do you want to make amends? Do you want to right the wrong of all those years ago? That was convincing. You're so heartfelt, so lovely. Such a lovely liar. I found your lab. No, no, no. Not the lab equipment in your house. Your lab. It would appear that I'm not the only sentimental one here. Frankenstein's castle. I saw it burn down. And when they rebuilt it, I burnt it down. But oh, you. You built your lab in the same place. Much more high tech. But still, a lab of horrors. But nothing quite like me. Oh, you've tried. All of you have. Your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. So many experiments. So many bodies. But you never quite got it right, did you? Not like the doctor did. You never created a monster. You are a monster. You just don't see it, do you? Everyone else can. Every single person who has read that novel knows that Dr. Frankenstein is the monster. But you, oh no, 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 not you. Oh, he was a scientist. A neuroscientist. And you want to do what he did. You want to make your own monster. You want to cut me open, don't you? You want to see what makes me tick. You keep meticulous records. Detailed drawings. I don't know if I love you or whether I just love the man you look like. Either way, you'll share the same fate. Burnt to death in your lab. How poetic. The doctor used to read poetry to me, you know. I loved the sound of his voice. I love the sound of your voice. You've been haunting me, Doctor. Since the day I burnt you alive, you have haunted me. Well, not anymore. This is the end of my foolish heart. Doctor, we're going to burn. Everything's going to burn. Your house. Those pictures, they're all burning now, and soon we'll burn, but we'll burn together. I am tired of being alive. I never should have been alive. I want to die. I want to die with you, because I love you, because this heart you gave me is so foolish, it loves you, and I I cannot bear it a moment longer.